Yo, what up, Street Talk, Street God, Street Vlogs, or Kim in the House? All right, some more turbo thoughts. So this thought is, what does it mean to be a real man? So I think this is a super important thing to consider because, like, all these dudes are trying to become more manly, more masculine, blah, blah, blahs. But what does it mean to become more manly, more masculine, blah, blahs? I think it's the first thought is to become more manly or masculine is to become more stoic, to become more anti-fragile. Things which attempt to destroy you only make you stronger. Acts as your fuel to become stronger. So for example, you know, just like people saying aggressive things to you or, you know, snide comments or whatever. Like, if anything, actually, the best thing is when people is like, you know, I was at the gym, right? And this dude's like, oh, like, how much longer you have on this? I'm like, 40 minutes? Like, what the fuck, man? You've been here 20 minutes. The fucking name. And just like kind of like storms off, right? And then afterwards, I just kind of go up to his like, hey, you want to work in with me? He's like, no. I'm like, all right, cool. And so, actually, it's a good thing to be put in situations in which people do get aggressive to you, whereas I think the bias in today's world is everyone's trying to be so everyone's trying to become too sensitive to one another. Just like people are, they hate confrontation. Whereas I think in some ways, maybe instead, to seek confrontation, it actually might be a greater virtue, because you're seeking confrontation, that means you're not scared, right? So not being scared is a good idea. That's the first thought. Yeah, so don't be scared, and like anything that where people threaten you or whatever, just like, it's actually funny too, because real men don't make threats, they just do, right? So typically, this is what I find, is that the more chatty somebody is, the less dangerous they are, I suppose. And yeah, and I think it's an important thing to consider because, yeah, everyone just be so, everyone tends to lack a spine. I don't know, do I know anybody who's really should be scared of? No, not really. Okay, so even though gas stations suck, it's at least a quadrillion times faster than Coco filling up electric car. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, so I think, some poetic thoughts is becoming quote-unquote more of a man. I think it's kind of mostly a via negativa thing. It's just like not being petty, not being scared, not talking shit. It's like, why would anyone talk shit? It's like, it kind of makes no sense. It's just like, just treat everyone like they're your best friend. Typically when people talk smack, I don't know. Why do people do that? I'm not sure, actually. I don't talk smack, because it's funny, like, I don't really care for other people that much. It's like, that's almost a, up a window wiper, you love my doggies. Up a window wiper. Hey, you ba? Up a the window wiper, you say, you love my tongues.
Get some gears.
Talking
So real men don't talk shit, don't leave. Like, and also the, like, random people on YouTube and on social media, it's like, why people leave? Like, I don't got time to leave. Like, even on, when I've quit Reddit for like 10 years, right? It's like, and also I think Reddit is, Reddit is probably worse than porn. It's just, it's like, just quit Reddit, just watch porn instead. It's more virtuous. Reddit is bad because everyone who's on Reddit, A, thinks that they're the only people on Reddit. And they think that they're part of this like elite, enlightened minority, whereas it's just the new hive mind. Yeah, to become a better thinker, a more enlightened thinker, more of a man, quit the Reddits, quit social medias, learn to think for yourself. When in doubt, don't say none.